Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we have a wonderful, wonderful show in store for you. Here in New York City, it's baking. It's pretty hot. I know lots of people went out to the beach today. If you're listening in, we have really a fascinating show in store for you. I'm very glad that you're here for it. Of course, let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. From the universe. Your physical senses give you many perks. Smelling the flowers, sipping the cocoa, reading the funnies, and feeling the velvet, just to name a few. But perhaps their greatest gift lies in presenting you with the opportunity to assess the world around you at any given point in your life, to compare what you think you've been thinking to what you've really been thinking. Wow, the universe. Interesting quote from Mike Dooley in the universe today about, all the wonderful things that our physical senses bring to us. And I think he's kind of chiding us a little bit to be careful on that overthinking things. Let's see what Abraham has to say today. If you examine your history, you cannot help but repeat it. Law of attraction says it is so. Whatever I am looking at, I am including in my vibration. Abraham. Very interesting quote. This is one of those kind of slightly controversial ideas that Abraham puts out there that I know a lot of people tend to misinterpret or misunderstand. Because Abraham is a big believer that, you know, the more you focus on something, the more you put your attention to it, the more you give thought to something, the more you really increase, you know, your awareness of it, and you hold it in your vibration. You hold that memory, you hold that feeling in your vibration, and that's what will attract more of it. So the more you think about that lousy boyfriend you have, the more you think about that bad experience of customer service you had at that store, the more you think about those awful times in your life, the more you're going to keep that energy in your system. And the more that energy is in your system, the more likely you are to attract more of those same kinds of experiences. However, if instead of looking in your past about what you've brought, or if we were just perhaps more selective about what we look in our past, as opposed to looking at the not such good stuff, if we focus more on the good things in our past, we can bring more good stuff into our present. Or if you feel like, you know, you've never had a good relationship and you just can't stand people, well, instead of thinking about all the bad relationships you've had in the past, use your imagination. Use your friends' stories of their good relationships that they have. Use something to shift how you feel about relationships in order to change how you show up and therefore change how other people respond to you. So the idea of not looking at your history, it's not about ignoring your mistakes. It's not about ignoring what's happened, though it is to some extent. But what it really is it's about being selective about our memories, because our memories hold strong emotional charges. And if you're going to look back over your history, you want to look back over the good things you've had in life, over the good friends that you've had, over the playful times, the joyful times that you've had in your life. I don't care if it was yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. However far you have to reach back in order to find that good feeling memory, that's the one you want to hold on to. So, two wonderful quotes today from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoyed them. And of course, next week we'll have even more quotes of the day. So it is my pleasure now to introduce to you my two guests, one here in studio and one on the phone. First, I'd like to introduce to you Christopher Rowland, who is a Northern Cheyenne and Lakota musician, portrait painter, alternative artist, and a musician of sacred native flutes, drums, and other instruments, as well as being a shaman, facilitator, and healer. And in studio, we have the person who introduced me to Christopher and a friend of the show, Julian Michael. Some of you may remember him because he used to contribute on a regular basis his Pearls of the Day. Maybe we'll a little later get him to contribute today's Pearls of the Day, because he is a renowned celebrity numerologist extraordinaire, past life hypnotherapist, alternative therapist, and writer. And what's interesting about both of our guests is I believe they've both have some experience with near-death experiences. So, Christopher, Julian, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, it's thank you, Sam. Here.
Hey, Christopher. Great to have you guys here. Christopher, shame you couldn't make it in the studio today, but I can understand, you know, the Hamptons, the beach. Yeah, I know that's a little more attractive than coming into the middle of Manhattan on a hot, sweaty day like today.
I'm really sorry about that. I didn't put the schedules together. I'm not really good with this, but I'm getting better.
No worries. No worries. I've learned over the years how to go with the flow. So, Julian, I was curious, you know, we reconnected recently, and like one of the first things you said was like, you've got to meet this guy, Christopher Rowland. He's an amazing artist. Why were you like so enthusiastic as soon as we reconnected, like that you wanted me to connect to Christopher?
Well, I walked in on his talk and his workshop in Brooklyn about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And there were these panels on the wall. And they were of different colors with a golden ray that was in the middle. And what's interesting, as I walked in, I realized that the panels, which were a few inches from each other, they were creating a line, an energy from one panel to the other. And then as I looked around the room, I saw this line going around the room. Hmm. And I've been around a lot of psychic healers, phenomena, all kinds of different parapsychological as well as spiritual things in my life, and I've never experienced that before. Hmm. And right away, I went up to Christopher as he put out his hand, and I said, wow, these panels are creating a electromagnetic energy field around this room. And this field is that of a Tesla, a Nikola Tesla field. Mm. It's a field of empowerment and of healing. Mm. And Christopher, all of a sudden, bright-eyed, just looked at me and said, do you see that? And I said, yeah. And that was it.
And so, Christopher, have you been creating paintings like this for a long time?
No, it started when I actually started in 2010. In 2009, I contracted Lyme disease, and then it went into cancer. So I went through a real rough time, and and as I was going through this process of understanding just what it was, and floating in and out of my body, so to speak, getting ready to leave, I got very sick.
I see.
But I had visions of these light fields, or these, I had the whole series of visions, and so that I started slowly trying to work them out on canvas. And that's how the Vision of Light series was born. And the panels, the six panels that Julian saw, witnessed, is that body of work is my latest body of work in the Vision of Light series.
I see. Yeah, because when I saw your work was more a portraiture work.
Yeah, I do a lot of figurative and representational work, and I just really started to examine brush strokes and intent. When you have brush strokes of, you know, and you're putting down these colors on the canvas, what was the intent all about? What was a number of these brushstrokes put together created a signature. Mm-hmm. So each one was became a bigger force. And so I started understanding this kind of energy and color and working with that, and soon evolved the panels that that actually harness a bit of the ether. So this is now being looked at by several different researchers, and I've gotten to go into a place. You know, with our nervous systems, we have the parasympathetic nervous system,
right?
The sympathetic nervous system, and these all, you know, these all come together into your whole being, and so that's the way it is with artwork. Also, if people can understand that. Their visions, you know, they can put their visions down on canvas and make things happen. There's a certain force that's attached to that. So I'm kind of like trying to bring this out and expose this in a way that is beneficial for all, but also it's an individual thing too. So, you know, we're still working on researching that, and we're, how is this being developed, you know?
Right, right. And I mean, have you been an artist a long time, or is this a relatively new endeavor of yours?
Yeah, I started painting when I was like, I think I first picked up a watercolor brush when I was 7 years old.
Wow, okay.
So yeah, painting's been in the blood. All of my family members, they're artists. So right. It just kind of came with the territory, you know?
Yeah, it's in the genes, huh?
Yeah.
and as Julian mentioned, your work can be very healing. Have you were you sort of trained by your family or by your tribe about how to be a healer?
Well, not necessarily. Well, what happened was basically I'm in a chief's family. And there are certain things that go along with that, certain responsibilities, but also it's hereditary. So there are certain events that happen, and you're not really considered an elder until you're 50 years old.
Right.
So that's when the process begins. But as far as initiation goes on a spiritual level, that has happened to me, you know, that started happening to me when I was very young.
Gotcha.
And a new insight and into new dimensions and different things like this. So basically, you'd say that it's not 100% traditional, but it is. It was born, and especially what is witnessed in those panels is born from the spirit. And I'm not afraid to say that because it calls on all different modalities and traditions. And everything is harmonious in that way. So everybody can learn from these what these panels have to offer.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about sort of the intention behind this work and where you see it going. Okay, Christopher?
Okay.
All right, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. If anyone would like to call in and ask their own questions of Christopher or Julian or myself, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant, and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Christopher Rowland, Native American artist and healer, and Julian Michael, renowned numerologist, an amazing numerologist. We had him on the show many years ago. And Julian is very nice. He always has these pearls of the day that he posts to the on Facebook to kind of give you kind of like numerologically what's going on with the day. So, Julian, you have pearls to share with us today?
I do, and they also are on my LinkedIn and my Twitter and now on Instagram, Soul Magic. And today, it starts off with, hi, media maven. On this 20 day of hidden knowledge, allow your sacred fountain of infinite wisdom to awaken and flow and be excited to share it. Enjoy your loving pearls. Empower, uplift, and educate on 7 plus 20 plus 2015 equals a 35-8 powerful universal day through speaking, emails, singing, dancing, teaching, being, and or listening to a very inspiring radio show.
So perfect day for an interview, eh?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Exquisite.
Glad it worked out that way. So, Christopher, I'm curious, from when you were young, would you say that you were fairly spiritual and sort of accepting of the Native American traditions, or were you kind of like rebellious and thought it was all hooey?
No. When I was young, I understood. I was surrounded by it, of course.
Okay.
My great-grandfather on my dad's side was, they're all medicine people, you know, they are high ceremonial men.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that was kept underground because of, you know, things that had happened in the past where they couldn't, the Cheyennes couldn't bring out any of their ceremonies, you know.
It
meant that there was going to be death or there were ramifications, things were going to happen if that was to take place, you know.
Right.
So there was still that kind of mentality.
Mm.
But, surrounded, my dad is also in the Crazy Dog Society, Chief Society, different societies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But what happened with me was that I was given the name Man of the Holy Place, Mahayon Host. So Mahayo is the creator of the all. Host, Mahayon, is man of, or who dwells in the holy place. So it kind of translates to the man of the holy place. So I had to ask myself, what was this all about? Why was my name that powerful? What did it mean, you know? And because I didn't see anybody else named Man of the Holy Place.
Right.
So, yeah, there was a lot of, you could say that in itself was an initiation, you know?
Right.
So when I got sick, all of those answers came.
I see.
And when I had the visions for the light series that I'm painting now, all of those answers started to come through the spirit world.
So it sounds like this when you got sick, like it was a very sort of spiritual experience for you. Had you had anything similar to that when you were younger, or was this the first time like you really had sort of a direct connection to what spirit wanted you to do?
Yeah, when I was younger, I had had several different experiences of near death for some odd reason. You know, I fell out of a tree. It was about a little bit more than maybe four stories.
Wow.
And I fell straight on my back. Ooh. Into a root that was sticking out of the ground.
Wow.
And I started noticing that was very different for me to just jump up, like, you know, nothing really happened.
Wow.
I started realizing there was something about myself that I couldn't really explain, but I knew it was very powerful. Yeah, so... Wow. But the whole thing about it was I felt like there was a war within myself. Maybe it was that rebellious spirit you're referring to. And, you know, just to not really go with any kind of spirituality, you know, there was always a fight. Mm. Because it seemed like it was too big and too expansive for me. And I got it. Often got tradition and religions mixed up with spirituality.
Yes.
That seems to be... something that happens with a lot of people. They get the tradition of the religion mixed up with true spirituality.
True. Right, right, absolutely.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a big thing. So with these panels now, I can kind of go in and explain to them actually how the visions were told to me, how the messages were given to me. And step by step, I can show people how powerful they really are.
Mm.
How spiritual they really are, and they don't even see it.
And so you're kind of showing them through an experience as opposed to like through a lecture.
Yeah, through an experience, and the experience is very, the lecture itself is more like just a conversation,
mm-hmm.
You know, one-on-one, but I mean, with a group of people, you can still converse one-on-one with you. You can't separate the spirit, you know, once it all starts to happen.
Right.
Yeah, I share the experience and I say, okay, what does this mean for you? But also, it's really kind of amazing because the fields that are there, they actually cause a shift in people.
Mm.
And so I feel like that needs to be explored a little bit more, but also just in looking at it, it really asks a lot of questions about what are we really living in? What is this beautiful place that we're living on, you know? Living on, you know, and how many dimensions are there and what, you know, how powerful are it? It's all the things that you talk about, you know?
Right.
It kind of begs to ask those kinds of questions. And the thing about the panels, too, is that it's something that's palpable, basically, you know?
Right.
That you can see and you can touch it and you can feel it. And so that's what kind of makes it very exciting for me and for Julian and for those who have listened to the lectures or have seen the panels.
And so was that the intention that Spirit told you to sort of put into these panels, one of... I guess, questioning and awakening?
Yeah. Daring to question the status quo, daring to question, you know, our programming from when we're very young, you know. It's okay, it's, you know, it's creative, you know. I mean, daring to paint and become an artist or become a musician or singer or do anything and make a living at it, you know.
Right.
Sharing it, you know, it's all part of the process. But also, I don't know, I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here, but it also points, this kind of creation is a mirror back to you. It's like a spirit mirror or a soul mirror. You know, it's reflecting your emotions back at you.
Ah, I see. So kind of showing you where you are.
Yeah, that's what it seems to do. And it also shows you where you are and taps you on the back and says, hey, you know, everything is beautiful. Discover it.
Interesting. So, Julian, I'm curious. You've brought several people to see Christopher's artwork.
And yes.
I know you had your own experience, which was a very powerful experience. But what kinds of reactions have you seen from other people when they experience Christopher's artwork?
As Christopher said, and my own experience, each person has their own experience of these panels in regards to how it affects them. Some artists, all of a sudden, they look at it and they see the colors and the brush strokes, and artists have a tendency of infusing themselves and going inside of those colors.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they're saying, wow, I just went on an amazing journey. It's like, it's like these portals are they're doorways. They're doorways into multi-universes. And all of a sudden it's like I saw, you know, a guide, or I saw, you know, some beings, and they were telling me things. So it's interesting because they're alive. What's interesting about that line that went around the room, Christopher and I, we were talking, and I have a tendency of using my arms, as you know. And my arm, all of a sudden, like my right arm went up, and all of a sudden the line went right towards my hand. And I looked at Christopher. I said, Christopher, look, the line. It's meeting my hand. So the panels were telling us that we're intelligent beings. We're a source of light. Yes, and it did.
Several times.
Yeah, okay. And I thought, wow, this is extraordinary. So there's a communication that's being brought out through these panels, through Christopher's work, through my own, through people who connect with this light source activation that's taking place.
Wonderful, wonderful. So kind of even experiences you didn't even expect, Christopher, huh?
Yes, yes. It just keeps getting better and better and more wild.
Okay, great. Well, listen, we're going to go to another break. And when we come back, let's talk about, I want to actually ask you a little bit about indigenous cultures and how the things seem in my world, at least, this kind of stuff keeps coming up more and more, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Christopher, I'm curious about something because I've just noticed in my own life in the last few years, I'm seeing like a lot more awareness around indigenous cultures, Native American, Southern American indigenous cultures and sort of their shamanistic rites and rituals and sort of the spiritual side of these cultures. Are you seeing that? I mean, yourself, you're kind of would be in the middle of it, but I mean, have you seen a change yourself in this sort of things being more visible in the public about your own culture?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people speaking up. You know, there's a lot more people than there ever in the last 20 years. I saw more people speaking up about the plight of American Indians, Native Americans, tribal people here. You know. Whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I prefer to use the specific names and then basically, you know, say tribal. Because we all came from a tribe.
Yes, yes.
And the thing about it is, you're right, it's blown up. And the thing about it, too, is that a lot of the ceremonies and initiation rites were designed for those specific tribes. So sometimes people get involved into things that maybe they don't really know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I always encourage people to find their own tribal heritage and seek that out. But there's also a lot of teachings I feel that are very pertinent to mankind and especially society as a whole about taking care of the earth.
Right.
Because we're a part of the earth. We're humans, right?
Right. Absolutely. So,
yeah. So I'm right there with you. There seems to be a lot of that, and then but then you go into there's also exploitation that happens.
Yes,
and
of course.
A lot of European countries like to do that. They like to go back into the romanticism of, you know, teepee rings and building, you know, high teepees, and this is the way you do it, and this is how you speak your language, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And but I don't really get upset about any of that because it's people's. Their curiosity and they're searching, you know, and it's a good thing. But for the most part, yes, it's like a landslide. There's so many more people that are interested in the cultural aspects of who we are, and there's so many cultures here in the United States.
And it's kind of like as people become a little bit more aware of it, then more they spread the word, and then more people become aware of it and become interested in it.
Yeah. It's happening like that, and the thing about it too is that you know, just even the federal government is kind of protecting the rights of Native Americans and traditional medicines and different things like this.
Okay.
And in fact, there's more holistic. There's kind of a marriage between. That's happening right now between holistic doctors or alternative types of medicines and native medicines. So it's kind of I see a lot more teamwork now than 20 years ago or even 30 years ago.
Okay. Interesting. And so with this work that's kind of has been birthed through you, What do you think the intention, or what has Spear told you sort of the intention behind this work? I mean, I understand that it's to get people to question, and it can also be a healing experience. But, I mean, ultimately, what do you feel is will come from this? Or is that sort of a mystery to you right now, like it's still unraveling before you?
Well, this is very interesting, and I'm not going to keep silent about it anymore. But when the high ceremonial men came, mm-hmm. to bring me back into my body.
Right.
They performed a ceremony.
Okay.
And it was one of the last things they did and for me. And they said, for one reason or the next, they said not to really partake of any ceremonies from any other traditions, you know.
Okay.
Right now. And they said, you can support, though.
Okay.
And they also said, Chris, we came here to minister to you because you're one of our last hope.
Huh. Okay.
And it made me really sad. I was sitting there and I was just like sick and I was sad and I was going like, oh, God, tell me this now, you know. And they said, yes, we're ministering to you to bring you back into your body because you are here to help help with opening the eastern gate of mankind, they said. Eastern gate.
Okay.
So I had to really, I just sat there kind of stunned. And then, you know, as it got better and better, I started doing more research on it. You know, mm-hmm. because nobody was, you know, on the phone telling me what it was all about, you know.
Right.
So I had to really ask, and I really got very, very connected to the source, and to spirit, and to creator. And just did like the super human type of research. I mean, I don't know how I did it, but I just started looking up things and going into places and just finding things out and stuff like that.
So what did they mean by the Eastern Gate?
Eastern Gate. Yes, Eastern Gate. Well, one of the Eastern Gates that I figured out was, you know, everything's a portal. We're all in portals.
Right.
Like with the Tuscarora, they talk about Sky Woman who fell through the Sky Dome and fell out, you know, and so they talk about the Sky Dome. And then you go into domes and you start learning a lot more about these portals and domes and what's above us. And I don't want to get too deep into that right now, but
okay.
It makes a lot of sense for healing type work.
Okay.
The type of work you can do on your own, the essence that came to me and the capabilities that came to me was being able to connect, of course, with the forest, forest floor, the earth,
okay,
and then being able to go back into time and say, hey, you know, what did our forefathers, what did our grandfathers know about, and how were they taught about plant medicines?
Mm.
How were they kept, you know, healthy? What did they eat?
Mm.
How were they able to cure themselves? Who was the first teacher, you know? So, I mean, all these questions came up and all these answers started. It was questions and answers. And it was all in spirit. And that's basically the only thing I can tell you right now. What happened when I was reclaimed or, you know, saved or whatever you choose to call it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Born again, however you want to look at it. Is that we are perfect. We're perfect, beautiful children of light. We're perfect, beautiful human beings. Our hearts beat totally based on love.
Mm.
You know, and we're all connected. And we're connected with this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are connected with beings and understanding outside of this. But most of us are walking around on the earth, and we need to learn how to manage the medicines, manage the wellness,
mm-hmm.
or this wholeness that needs to start happening here very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After 2012, things did change.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it happen. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? It was everywhere. I all the visions, the rain, thunderstorms, the tornadoes, all that stuff happened on the East Coast. And so maybe part of that that the Eastern Gate was being connected to the Tuscarora also, and having a piece of the tradition and the connection with the Tuscarora and with some of the tribes here, the Algonquin on the East Coast, because that's where we came from. So a lot of things happened with the Cheyennes, the Tsistas. And then later on they were met with the Sutat, or the Southern Cheyennes. So there was the Northern Cheyennes and Southern Cheyennes. And there was many things that happened, you know. We just didn't all of a sudden appear on the plains.
Right.
There was a place we came from.
Right.
So that's what I was really interested in. And being on the East Coast, I was really excited to learn more about what was going on.
Right.
And then I learned that there's also an Eastern Gate in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And I learned about more about our hearts and our centers and the crystals, you know, that we have inside of us.
Right.
And the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
That all of a sudden we are that doorway. When the Eastern Gate opens up, it is from within.
True.
It's a portal. It's like if you were to take a little piece of tinfoil and punch little holes in it, and then you have, like, let's say, you stick it up to the sun, and then you have a little cardboard backing, and you're able to see those little pinholes on that cardboard or whatever, a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
you'll notice that they're all suns, little mm-hmm. mini suns.
Right.
And so if you take one of those little pinholes and you stretch it out, you kind of tear it open a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and you start to focus that little piece of cardboard or whatever it is on that tinfoil, you'll see that there are little suns and there's a brighter sun. All it does is add more strength to that little sun. So that's light transforming itself. And so these are portals. I think there's a popular TV show now called, I heard about it, I haven't seen it yet, but it's called The Dome. Something like that.
No,
I haven't heard of it yet. Yeah. So there's different traditions here, and so many traditions here talk about, you know, the earth and
right.
what's really kind of going on, you know, with some of the things that happened here. I don't want to get into too much detail again, but,
right.
you know, it just, I mean, who are we if we can't, you know, question ourselves once in a while, or question where we're living, you know, and try
right.
to figure out just exactly what it is we're doing here.
Right. Know? Exactly. I remember there's one video I saw on YouTube that the title of it was "Everything You Know Is Wrong." and the guy like went through and brought a totally different point of view to like all of history and things that we think we know, and all kinds of theories that we kind of accept as truths that aren't necessarily true. And you know, I'm not saying that person actually had the right answers, but, you know, just asking the questions and just showing like there is an alternative interpretation of these things. There are millions of interpretations to things, and we have a tendency to think that we know what's really going on and we know what happened in the past, and the truth is we really don't, do we? No.
Some things can be described in certain ways, but other things, I mean, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, so believe it or not, it's time to take our last commercial break of the show. Time flies by when you have such interesting guests. When we come back, Julian, maybe we can talk a little bit about sort of the numerological significance of this time that we're living in and why some of this stuff might be coming up. And then we'll let people know how they can find out more about Christopher's work.
Sure.
All right, great. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This hour we've been talking to Christopher Rowland, who's a Northern Cheyenne and Lakota artist, and Julian Michael, our resident numerologist extraordinaire. So, and I've really come to appreciate sort of the insight and the value that numerology has to play in our lives, just from my readings with you and my experience and as I learn more about it. So I'm wondering, Julian, if you can maybe give us some context sort of numerologically of why, what do the numbers have to say about what's sort of going on and why this work is sort of coming to the forefront these days?
Well, it's no mistake that we're in the month of July, which is a seven. Right. And seven is always the mystical vibration. And if you look at the seven, the form of the seven, it has a parabolic antenna which is facing the earth, and then it has an arrow to the heavens. It's associated with the seven musical notes of the musical spheres of the universe, the seven colors of the rainbow, the seven chakras, as well as anything of seven on the seventh day. God rested, as well as for us to connect with ourselves as soul detectives in regards to researching and exploring our connection with the source. We're in 2015,
which is
we add all those vibrations, which is an eight. The eight is the two zeros, which are lying on top of each other. Bottom zero is your physical, material money world. The top is your spiritual, mental, intuitive world. There needs to be a balance, harmony, equipoise with those worlds. It's all about circulation. So in an eight, because it also represents blood, the blood of the human being, there needs to be circulation to circulate the blood. The blood has the energy, the DNA, the secrets of life. They're also portals. They're like paintings when you when you put them on the side of infinity, infinite intelligence. No mistake that here we are speaking to Christopher of his panels, connecting us with infinite intelligence, the light activation through the colors, as well as through ourselves connecting with source. So this is all about us being empowered at this time in 2015 to own ourselves, to come from a place of that equilibrium in order for us to now face the nine in 2016, where the nine is one with the top zero, one with the divine. Understanding, as you were talking about in the very beginning of the show, it's very important that we do the work now. It's very important to bring this equilibrium with ourselves, that we forgive, emotion release everyone and everything, that we process as quick as possible everything that has happened and is happening, so we can be one with the divine, coming from the place of unconditional love, realizing, coming from this place, this is the tool for us to infuse ourselves with source in regards to our own creative, productive, as well as prosperous energies, in order for us to be here working our soul's purpose.
I see. Wow, quite a lot. Christopher, now that you've, I guess, kind of been put on this, not so much a new path, but kind of been put on your spiritual path in perhaps maybe a stronger way, what do you see sort of going forward? Is it just more creating more of these vibrational artwork? Is it exposing it to more people, getting the message out more? Where do you see things moving in the next few years for you?
Yes, I see myself as, definitely producing more of these works of art in the same way, and also explaining to people exactly what they might be, what they could be. And also I'm working with some scientists and researchers on the energy field that's being developed, and that will move forward also. But for the most part, it's all about being able to heal ourselves. I facilitate that. I've done that.
Okay.
I've helped people with cancer and different things. I've just helped them to move along and healing themselves, you know, as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But I think that these panels can open more doors and ask more questions about our capabilities as human beings on all different tribal levels, because we're all tribal. We all come from a tribe.
Right. Absolutely. Julian, if people want to learn more about Christopher's work, are there any events coming up?
Places
where people can see his artwork? Because his artwork, there's not like an installation of it anywhere. It's kind of a moving art show, isn't it?
Yes. His artwork, and I did post it on... Talking Alternatives.
Facebook page?
So,
okay, great.
It should be there, or it will be there within the next minutes. We have on Wednesday, which is the celebration of Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene is connected with her Tantra teachings from Isis.
And that's the July 22nd.
And that's July 22nd, and that's with Marianne Savino. Mm-hmm. As well as Christopher also plays an amazing melody, cacophony of flutes, which is just so enchanting and so healing. So the flutes and Marianne on bowls, crystal bowls, as well as her own activations and transmissions to awaken and open ourselves to other frequencies of light, will be there, and that will be in Central Park. And for more information, you can call Marianne at 347-418-8641, or call me, Julian Michael, at 323-384-1333. Be more than glad to give you that information. Also, there's a Day Out of Time here in New York City, Galactic Celebration. That's Saturday. That's with Jody Sirota of the Meta Center. So she's bringing the Meta Center to a place called the Goddard, Goddard Riverside Community Center. Yeah, yeah. Which is on 91st, 92nd Street. This is the Mayan New Year's. New Year's Eve, where in the Mayan calendar, this particular day is of no space and no time. Right. So it's a celebration of this in order to activate oneself to this consciousness and to truly manifest unlimited creativity, productivity, and prosperity. Mm. And there, Christopher, as well as Marianne, myself, as well as other guests, including Jody Sirota, who is enchanting with her light language and her teachings, will be there to celebrate. And this is from 7 to 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. And you can get in touch with me, Julie Michael, at 323-384-1333 or call directly to register at 212-736-0999.
And that's the 25th of July.
That's 25th of July.
Okay, great.
And the panels will probably be there.
Oh, great.
One way or another.
I wanted to say, if you wanted to actually be able to see the panels in person, you can go to my website, which is it's newly put up.
That's right.
By Diane King. And it's Christopher J. Roland. ChristopherJRowland.com.
Right. And so it's Christopher, the letter J, R-O-W-L-A-N.com.
And also Christopher.
Yeah, L-A-N-D.com.
Yeah. L-A-N-D.
Right. And your email is BlueWarriorInc.
Yeah.
At
Gmail.
Gmail.com.
Wonderful.
If you want to see the panels in person. I mean, at least on the screen.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, well, Christopher, Julian, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure having both of you here. And I look forward to seeing experiencing those panels again next time.
And the melodies and the food.
Thank you so much.
And everything.
You're welcome, thank Christopher. You. Take care. All the best. And everybody, please stay tuned. Coming up next, Kevin Barbaro with his show Coffee Talk 3.0. And we will be back next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.